AM 1240 and 95.3 FM WJON. This is Health Matters, brought to you by Rejuve Medical. My guest today is Dr. Joel Baumgartner from Rejuve Medical. Today we're talking about men's health. June is Men's Health Awareness Month, so that would be one of the big reasons. Certainly this is going to impact people year-round. Last topic we were discussing in regards to men's health, Dr. B, in the last segment was stress. So when someone is going through some of these stresses, this is a hormone, and how are they dealing with this? And what happens if you're, what are signs that this is really becoming a problem for you?
Yeah. You know, a lot of times you're not going to blatantly know, oh, wow, this is a problem with my testosterone, but you're going to be feeling a little bit different. You know, signs of you're having low testosterone, even high cortisol or high stress levels might mean like you're kind of working, you come in that after, you're like, man, it's 3 o'clock, I need something. You're grabbing for the extra cup of coffee to give you that adrenaline rush with the caffeine. So those afternoon, you know, evening or energy crashes is something to kind of be aware of. If you start feeling, man, I'm just not in the mood anymore. My wife is kind of looking at me, but I'm not kind of, my libido's not there. So definitely libido is a sign of either too much stress with cortisol production or your testosterone is going down a little bit. A lot of us who are trying to, you know, keep our bodies healthy and stay balanced, you're hitting the gym. If you kind of start noticing, man, I just can't do as much. I'm not getting the gains. I'm super sore the next day. You know, poor gym performance definitely is a sign of, you know, stuff could be off there a little bit. Another one too, and your spouse might tell you this, is, man, you're really moody lately. You kind of freak out on me quite a bit. That irritability, that kind of subtle depressive symptoms, that's definitely a sign of low testosterone. Same thing too, as you, man, I've been working out, I'm kind of eating right, I'm doing all the right things, but I just can't lose that belly weight. You know, that extra belly weight there is also a sign of low testosterone. Testosterone is kind of an anabolic hormone. It increases our lean muscle mass. The more lean muscle mass, you know, the more you're going to burn that fat too. So another thing too, with all the bio kind of testing we can do with like the Oura rings and the Apple watches, the smart stuff, is you can really track your sleep. Poor sleep is a huge sign that something is off in your body, and sleep is really needed for repair of our body, for the body to dump testosterone and growth hormone. So if you feel like you're not sleeping or waking up unrefreshed, that's another sign that you should probably get something checked out there.
So if you're feeling some of this, I mean, how can you counteract a loss of testosterone? Is there any way to get that back?
Yeah, you know, there's a few things you can do naturally, and there's, of course, you know, different things you can do medically to kind of replace some of those things. You know, so say your testosterone's low, or you're kind of feeling, man, I think my testosterone must be low, I'm just not doing all the stuff I used to. You can try some simple things. I call them the foundational steps. So you can definitely increase your protein intake. So a lot of guys, if you're not eating enough protein, or if you're trying to go vegan for a while, you may not be getting enough protein. You want to shoot for about a gram of protein per ideal body weight. So, you know, if you're shooting for 160 pounds, you should probably get at least, you know, 100 to 150 pounds of, or grams of protein a day. Adding back that strength training, the nice thing about strength training, like resistance training, squats, bench press, push-ups, pull-ups, using those big muscles dumps testosterone and growth hormone for hours after a workout. So just even adding, you know, evening squats, you know, just, you know, air squats and some push-ups is going to dump those good hormones. So again, make sure you're sleeping well. When it comes to nutrition, you know, some basic things like decreasing those, you know, junky carbs, refined sugars, maybe drinking a little bit less, you know, a couple of weeks is probably the max you're going to want there before it affects your hormone production. And then getting away from like the seed oils and the really highly processed olives, like vegetable oils, can really help quite a bit as well. You know, there's some other basic things you can do, you know, if you want to work on stress reduction, and things like cold plunges decreases cortisol, learning to kind of meditate, deep breathe. If you have a faith, you know, praying and diving into your faith has been shown to decrease your stress levels. And then if you really think, man, I've tried everything, nothing's getting better, you might want to get in and have actually some labs tested. So we call those functional medicine labs. And those are things like testosterone, looking at what your levels are, what's your DHEA, which is a precursor to testosterone. As guys, we also want to know our estrogen levels, because like we said before, if you have too much body fat, you're going to be converting your testosterone to estrogen, which you don't want too much of. So definitely getting some hormone testing can be very helpful to get that profile, because then a person knows exactly what to treat and maybe why these symptoms are occurring.
Let's switch things up a little bit to joint pain. And certainly that can be an issue for people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s. For men here, we're talking about. So why are so many guys struggling with knees, backs, and shoulders as they get older?
Yeah, you know, this is my bread and butter. I love I love helping people get out of pain. It's kind of my passion is orthopedics. And so I see a lot of people coming in, of course, daily struggling with pain. And guys, again, we try to be tough. We try not to complain. And so we really come in a little bit often too late. You know, they come in and now the x-ray shows moderate amount of arthritis, or they've been kind of, you know, popping the ibuprofen, trying to get through that chronic back pain. And we talked about one of the major risk factors, and the major risk factor for kind of aging after age 40 is the loss of those hormones. So if you're finding, man, everything's creaky and my back's breaking down, it's good to get those hormones checked to see, again, what's your risk factor. But we really have to, you know, realize that a lot of this overuse type stuff, or say knee arthritis, back pain, starts with some kind of an innocuous injury maybe 20 years ago. Maybe you got tackled in football, maybe you got in a car accident, that whiplash. Over time, that instability, the dysfunction in that joint is going to progress over time to break down the body. You know, in fact, you know, a lot of times guys will come in and they'll get an x-ray and say, wow, you know, you've got, you know, more advanced arthritis in your knee. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I only had pain for the last 6 months. And so what we have to find is that degeneration and aging is taking place way before we become symptomatic on those types of things. So it's important to if you are having pain, you know, figure out what's the cause, what's the root cause of that, and then do appropriate treatments to make sure you're not just covering it up, but treating that root cause.
How about steroid use, steroid shots? If people are,
Oh, sure.
are they good or bad in the long run?
And you're talking about like cortisone or like joint shots or epidurals with steroids, right? Not like
Yes.
your Arnold Schwarzenegger anabolic type stuff. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like you're,
I
yeah,
would
we're
say
not
those.
talking Arnold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Those are not the, I don't think anybody thinks those are a good thing.
Yeah. Well, the steroid shots that we refer to here would be more like, okay, you go to the doctor, you got knee arthritis, and say, well, I recommend you get a steroid shot to calm down that knee arthritis. Or so often you have chronic back pain, and oh, let's get an epidural done to see if we can calm down that pain. So for years, I'd say, you know, probably the last 15 years, I've actually been, you know, following the research with a lot of what's happening with steroids. And at least in my practice, I'm trying to avoid a lot of the steroid shots just because the research is showing that it actually inhibits the collagen or the cartilage, which leads to more breakdown and more arthritis over time. So the steroid shot might temporarily decrease the pain, but 2 to 3 weeks later, that arthritis is actually going to progress faster. We find that same thing with research now looking at, say, Achilles tendon or rotator cuff. If you put a steroid or a cortisone shot around that rotator cuff, it's going to cause increased risk of rupture. Could actually kind of eats that tissue away and kind of breaks it down. So the goal now, with based on research with orthopedics, is to try to do much less or avoid the steroid shots, whether it's in the epidural or the joint, and try to do more things that are kind of focused on, let's try to get this to repair, get that tissue to reverse the degeneration. So there's a lot better options out there now than just steroids.
All right. My guest today is Dr. Joel Baumgartner of Rejuve Medical. Today we're talking about men's health. More to come on Health Matters in just a moment.